Track 14, Vicar Pond Fishing Area.
Hello, my name's Tom. I'm the bailiff at Vicarwater Country Park and I'm employed by Clipston Angling Club. We own the fishing rights to the pond in the park. The fishing club started round about 65 years ago and was formed mainly of pitmen. But since the pits closed and the park's changed slightly into a country park, the fishing has also changed and got a lot busier. Our club has 20 members currently, all local fishermen. But also we encourage people from all around the area, Mansfield area, to come down and enjoy a day's fishing. We currently offer day tickets and season tickets available from me or the other bailiffs. Although the pond has been here for almost 100 years, it's only the last 40 or 50 years where it's got a bit more commercialised, i.e. restocking, a lot of maintenance around the pond, and general fish stocking and general public getting involved. Around about 2000, we had a big problem in the pond on the car park bank. Subsidence from the pit caused a big crack in the bank, which obviously caused the pond to empty. And when the pond emptied of water, we had to take a serious action, get the Environment Agency involved, and net the pond to relocate the fish to a safe place. All in all, regeneration of the pond took about 18 months, which involved completely draining the rest of the water out, digging down and desilting up to 10 foot deep, and then relining. All the relining was used from the old pit tips. We had put a roughly 4 to 5 feet of pit tip on top of the silt and rolled it. Later on that year, we refilled the pond, relined the pond, and we also restocked the fish. Regarding fish stocking, we've got a wide variety of fish down at this lake, which include carp, bream, tench, perch, roach, and the odd surprise, even the occasional goldfish. Our fishing season runs from the 1st of June until the 31st of May every year. We don't operate a closed season, as this is only for river fishing. We also hold regular competitions down at the pond, mainly through the summer months when the weather is obviously better. But don't be surprised if you're walking around in the middle of the winter with snow on the floor and still see people fishing matches. On your walk around the lake, you might notice a strange building surrounded by green fencing. This was the original powder mag building that they used to store the dynamite when they sunk the pit. When the pit closed, this was no longer needed, so Clipston Colliery gifted this hut to Clipston Angling Club, and since then we have turned it into our cabin for the bailiffs and any member of the public would like to stop by, have a chat and a drink. As you're walking around the pond, you will notice some square concrete platforms. These are the pegs for the anglers, and these are regularly occupied throughout the year when we hold fishing competitions. The biggest catch so far since the pond reopened in 2000 is 176 pounds. Although this sounds a good weight, we don't always catch that much. The average match weight throughout the year is roughly 45 to 50 pounds. Not only is the lake popular with the fishermen, but also plenty of walkers and cyclists frequently come down the pond to enjoy the lovely views. We are very proud to have the pond the way it is now, with all our hard work from Clipston Angling Club, for all the public to come and enjoy throughout the year.
There you go. If you want to do some fishing, you should have a word with Tom and he'll sort you out. So we're definitely on the home straight now as we walk back to the car park, keeping Vicar Pond to our left. I imagine you'll see more fishermen on the way, and once you've turned the corner and have counted 5 of them, then go to the next track. If for some unlikely reason there are no fishermen there at all, then start it when you get to the red lifebuoy. Before you set off, you may just want to sit here a little longer on one of these benches dedicated to the loving memory of those who are no longer with us. You never know, Tom might be one of those fishing here, maybe right in front of you. He might even be reeling something in as I speak.